Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Chris Lamb Coaches Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome once again to another Shocker Volleyball Coaches Podcast with head volleyball coach Chris Lamb. The Shockers coming off a two-match split in Texas, beating UTSA on Friday and going to five with first-place Rice yesterday, finally losing 3-2, 15-10 in the fifth. So all in all, a pretty good showing. And the match was close throughout. The match with Rice was a couple of points either way every set. So obviously played pretty well, but what in your mind maybe decided it at the very end?
Well, it was close. I've talked about it this morning a few times, and certainly yesterday after the match, Mike, we played for over 2 hours and 20 minutes. They scored four more points than we did. That translates to 1 point every 35 minutes. Could have gone either way, obviously, when you're in a match like that. In this case, it didn't. Rice is a team that's good enough with their floor defense to, you know, utilize their blocking resources to get to Sydney and to get to Brooklyn. And, you know, we've just got to find scoring in more places. And it's been growing. I think you've seen that Maddie Wilson's now up to 49% kills, and Allie Paulson's up to 42 from 38% last week. So climbing the ladder a little bit, we just got to get more volume there. And I think as that goes, so will go our team offensively. But I still feel like defense, floor defense for us is still the one area that I thought would be better than it has been this year. So we've shifted gears, Mike, and how we're going to train this week. We started that last week. Far more time will be spent into just digging drills, defensive drills, and individual and team defense. And let's hope that helps us get to the finish line.
Talking about their defense, you mentioned blocks. Rice had 15 blocks. You played some very good blocking teams, and certainly there's two of your attackers that they're going after. And you mentioned more distribution. You've also done some little tricky things on occasion, like where you've crisscrossed people. Sydney's hit a couple from the middle. Is that something that you want to still try to do even a little more of to kind of confuse the block?
Yeah, 100%. We also need to bring the ball down for Brooklyn. Brooklyn's got physical advantage on her side, so in our sport, you know, throw it up high and let the people who can go up and get it go get it. But like you mentioned, Kansas and other physical teams, in this case, you know, Rice can handle that and certainly can dig around and behind that very well. So, you know, when you play a team like Rice, you know, it's just screaming at you. But next time they see you, you better be able to play faster back there. In the case of playing faster with Sydney, it probably has more to do with the setting, getting that longer ball accurate. So I don't know. Maybe moving Sydney around like we're doing with Emerson is in store for this week in practice. But I think the solution with McKenzie and Brooklyn is going to be a week where we try to, you know, shed a few tenths of a second off that typical ball we give them and see if that doesn't create some more space for them.
And we've talked about how close it was, a matter of just a handful of points over five sets. And you've had a couple of weekends where you've won a couple of matches but haven't come out of it feeling like maybe you made as much progress that weekend as you would have liked. Were there some encouraging signs this weekend that you're getting closer to these top teams in the conference?
Well, I'm going to start with UTSA. I mean, they certainly have everything they need to make this thing pretty challenging. And right off the bat, I thought it was just a great execution of a scouting report. We made a couple of their better players sort of go away on the stat sheet, which is, you know, what people try to focus on with us, with Brooklyn and Sydney. I was very happy, even though we lost that third set, again, a big lead that we sort of, squandered. That made me feel good. And then coming out and getting up on Rice right away, I mean, there were moments in the second set where I thought we would go up 2-0. But, you know, when it gets right down to it, it seemed like Rice just had another gear that we've not yet found in our team. And part of it, I think, would be just a few more defensive plays. Rice certainly had that thing going for them. And then where can the Shockers, you know, find some more scoring? So, I mean, I know what the issue is. It's just, can we grow it, and can we grow it in time? If you knew what you needed to make apple pie, well, can the apples get ripe soon enough? And that's what that's what we're up against. We've got some teams that are near us in the conference standings coming up here. Need to take care of business there. Getting in the conference tournament is job number one, and then learning how to play our best volleyball down the stretch. So that's where my brain's at. That's how we're focusing on defense, trying to use each week as a measuring stick and let it reveal the things we got to improve on. And I think the Shockers have done that. I mean, I think you've seen the stat sheet that both middles have come up in kill percentage over the last couple of weeks. So we've gotten Allie Polson out of the 30s into the 40s, and we've got now Maddie Wilson up at 49%. So now Maddie Wilson's putting herself in the top three or four in kill percentage. Now if we can just get them to be more busy, three or four more swings a game each would be amazing. So we're working for that. And as that goes, and as our defense hopefully improves, so will our team.
Those are certainly some technical adjustments and explanations for things that you can do. How much do you feel like it helps when you've seen the team that's supposed to be the best and play them that close, just from a psychological confidence standpoint, when you play them here and then maybe again in the tournament?
Well, I've heard coaches say it both ways. When you get into conference play and you're playing a lot of teams twice, I can't tell you how many coaches hope you get the first home game, because if you beat them, it's like the second one they're going to roll over. You know, I don't know if I feel like that. I sort of feel like, you know, November gets to people. I like November home games. I feel like people are starting to get tired. So we'll get Rice, we'll get Rice here in November, and hopefully we can get ourselves on a run here. I mean, I felt like things are coming together for us. I'm calling it the Ford F-150. I feel like we finally have found a lineup that is pretty close to solid. And now, what kind of bells and whistles do you want to order with that Ford F-150 is sort of the way we're talking about it. So, up until that, a couple of weeks ago and prior, every time we played, we were rolling out different formations and different personnel. I'll say it this way. I think Jenna Cubbage is going to have something to say about, the rest of the way. I think that she's proven that she can score if we can figure some things out there. Hannah Hawkins came in midstream at Rice and certainly did her job and helps us defensively. That was good. And then, crossing our fingers that we can get Gabby back. In a nail biter match with Rice, you can't tell me that Gabby wasn't worth a few points a game. So, I'm hopeful that, we can have a good week of practice with the addition of Gabby, and we'll see if Jenna and Hannah, scratch the lineup a little bit and hopefully offer some things that make us better.
Listening to Chris Lambs, we talk Shocker volleyball, and we'll be back right after this.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you from janitorial services to building repairs. We act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at gocitywide.com. That's GoCityWide.com.
Commitment to savings.
He's doing good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back on our weekly podcast with Shocker head volleyball coach Chris Lamb. And certainly you mentioned the name Allie Paulson in a couple of comments. And she's a young lady, local product, who has shown some promise and shown even more flashes of it this year. But there seems to be a consistency developing that we haven't seen from her previously.
Yeah, we've taken away a lot of options offensively for all of our middles. We're trying to just pick maybe two balls each that they can get on the scoreboard with and use those. There's plus and minus to that, but you know, we've been running different setters in and out. We've been trying different lineups. All of that stuff plays into your ability to hit the quick stuff. And while I'm telling you, we're going to need more than that down the stretch. I think it's been, you know, good training wheels for us in the recent, you know, matches. But we need more. You know, with Allie, I thought next year would be the year that she'd sort of find her way into the lineup. So proud of her for, you know, coming along strong and getting into the lineup early in her career. And you've seen her blocking numbers increase as the season's gone on. But she's fast enough and available enough for us to use her to score. It's just for her, it's going to be a lot like Elizabeth Field. If Shocker fans can remember Elizabeth Field, it was just hand contact on the ball, the difference between down and in or slightly wide or slightly long. I mean, she misses by just a couple of feet. And once she sort of turns that around, I mean, that's the difference between, you know, 42% kills and maybe 48 to 50% kills. There's just a couple of balls that miss. But now that we're sort of minimizing the variety and trying to just zero in on a couple different routes, hopefully that'll help her with that.
Also, it's been impressive to watch recently. There have been more than a couple of occasions where maybe on a quick, but particularly on an overpass, where she's had the vision to actually see where there's an opening and maybe twist and dump the ball where there's wide open floor.
It's so funny you say that, because it was a few weeks ago that we literally were talking about it here and doing drills to evaluate balls falling near the net. I mean, it's so funny how fast and chaotic volleyball can get. But when the ball's moving slower, it's like the standards go up, right? This is a pitch you got to hit. Yet, there's so many slow-moving balls in our sport that are sort of off schedule that it surprises people. And so some of the most silly errors that you'll find in volleyball are just slow-moving balls at or around the net, and no one really knows what to make of it. And honestly, Mike, we've been on the wrong side of that, I think, for most of the season. But recently, we have spent time with management of these balls. And if you're going to hit it, if you're going to shove it back down or whatever, that ball's got to score. Otherwise, we want to control it and get three contacts on our side. So you don't have a lot of time to make a decision. That's the bad news, and it surprises you. But the good news, it's a slow mover. So calm down, relax, evaluate it. And you're either going to play it on our side or we're going to be aggressive and you got to score. So I'm glad you pointed that out, because like 2 weeks ago, that became a priority around here.
You mentioned the blocking numbers coming up. She had 10 in four sets at UTSA, and then you had a total of 16 blocks at Rice, and she was in on all of those. And so how much of that's maybe improving anticipation? How much maybe just gaining a better understanding and being aware of blocking schemes and where she needs to be?
I'm glad you said blocking schemes, because, you know, I wouldn't say that Maddie or Allie, you know, are experts yet at just classic read blocking. There's a lot to be going on there. Something I told my team a few weeks ago, you know, a great mentor of mine back in the day, Mike, was Don Shaw at Stanford. I remember as a young Chris Lamb coming up the ladder volleyball coach, I said, hey, Don, you know, you're the best blocking team in the country. What do I need to do to make my team a better blocking team? He said, Lambo, it's pretty simple. You need two things. You need to get taller. You need to get older. You know, so it wasn't really a whole lot about what you can control. I know he doesn't mean that literally, but, you know, we've got a long ways to go in our sport. As even college players, their best blocking would come in their late 20s if they were to become a professional. But what's really happening for them is their understanding about blocking in our system. So we call a lot of blocking plays around here. And when we get a lot of assist blocks, that's the goal. The solo blocks, it's players making great plays. But the assist blocks are what you're looking for as a coach. I want to know that I can get two or three people where I need them as often as possible. And as you've seen Allie and Maddie climb the ladder in our league and their numbers have gone up consistently, you know, that's a sign that we're getting more organized in our system and the old guy here is making the right calls most of the time and we're getting them where we need them to get for blocking.
You mentioned the Ford F-150, as you call it, the lineup that you're kind of settling into. And certainly some of that's been back and forth between a 5-1 and a 6-2. And you've had a couple of separate options with the center, with the 6-2. And how's that all evolving?
Well, if anybody wants to get in that argument, we're all ears around here. But one of the cases for the 6-2 is Mackenzie Jones. She's at 15% errors, which is just on a tiny side below where you'd want to be, but at 43% kills, but puts her right up there with Brooklyn. I mean, her and Brooklyn are both 43. Her and Brooklyn are both 43 and 15, and Brooklyn's got at least a second team all conference, you know, putting that together right now. I mean, she's in the running, and then here's a freshman pretty much doing the same thing, a little less volume, but she also doesn't start in the game every game like Brooklyn does. But you've got someone scoring points for you on the right in Brooklyn. You got another girl scoring points for you on the right side with McKenzie. So you know you've got that. So that's one of the arguments. And then if we're going to be in the 5-1, you know, who's going to make up for the extra scoring? What middle can sort of handle that low? We haven't proven to be able to do that. The defense would need to noticeably be better. And sadly, I can't offer that up yet. When we've thrown that out there, I haven't seen noticeably better defensive play, ball control stuff. So right now it's a little hard to get away from this, and the effectiveness of the 6-2 has gone up. A really good example of that, Mike, was this weekend. I mean, Rice has been a 56% dig team in our league. Against the Shockers, they were 48. That's their low for the conference. South Florida didn't do that to them. So, you know, the Shockers are proven to be able to score the ball now, which was my concern early on. Could we get to 17.5, 18 points a game? We did 18 points a game yesterday against the best defensive team in the league. So that's a good argument for the 6-2. But the 6-2 also comes with some baggage. You gotta defend. The setters have gotta you know, get in a rhythm. The hitters got two different setters to work with. And, you know, there's things that you have to work through to be in that 6-2. But right now, it just sort of feels right. But the 5-1 is going to get an argument. Gabby's going to be coming back here pretty soon, and we're going to let Maddie Wilson have a crack at it. Part of the reason you want to be in it is you want to get good at defending it in your own gym, too. And we got a couple 5-1s coming up on the schedule. So we're going to be seeing a little bit of that this week in practice.
You're listening to Shockerhead Volleyball Coach Chris Lamb on our weekly podcast. We will continue right after this.
Commitment to savings.
He's doing good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you from janitorial services to building repairs. We act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
Welcome back to our weekly Coach's Show podcast with Chris Lamb talking Shocker volleyball. The Shockers now at 13-7 overall, 5-3 in the American. So about halfway through the American schedule, and a couple coming up at home this weekend, which we'll talk about in the next segment. But starting to get a little more of a feel because the schedule started out so weird, playing the same teams. Yep. Every weekend, you're starting to get a little more of a feel of where things stand in the league.
Yeah, still a little I got to figure the Charlotte thing out. They keep beating everybody, and they set two players every ball, and you know, but UTSA had beaten them. We saw UTSA. I'd have to say that one is, you know, kind of a head scratcher. I don't know a whole lot about North Texas. We're about to play them, so tomorrow morning I'll be diving deep into that video. Maybe a little bit later today. They're also at 5-3. Honestly, the biggest surprise to me is ECU. I can remember telling Denning when we had to sit down and do preseason. I thought South Florida won or Rice won. 1-2. We had them 1A and 1B. And then, you know, I saw Tulsa and I knew who they were getting through the transfer portal. So I'm like, look, man, ECU and Tulsa, it's going to take everything to beat them also. I wasn't trying to sell us short, but I'm like, I know what they have returning and what they had coming in. And ECU is, what are they, 2-something at this point, I think. And, you know, I just don't get that. So Charlotte, a big surprise for me on one, going from lesser than I thought to better. And then ECU, you know, going the other direction. But I'll tell you, our conference, it's just been all about the haves and the have-nots with transfers. I mean, you see what Tulsa guy, you see what, you know, the Michigan State kid we saw yesterday, 72 swings, you know, from a Big Ten senior. You can just tell. South Florida, same thing. So, you know, I haven't seen the whole league yet, but you can kind of tell teams are losing players to the transfer portal and their teams are going one way, and teams are gaining better players in the portal and they're going the other way. So whatever that sounds like to people, it has been massively influential, and I can't tell if it's a year-to-year thing or if some teams will just always have it going for them and some teams won't. There's a little bit of a word on the street that, you know, a lot of kids transfer home, back home. So if you're Rice and home is Houston, well, there's a lot of kids in Houston that they would lose to other schools, but they might want to come home. And so it's listening to coaches, it's like, you know, populace is a good thing. So I don't know. I'm a little nervous if that's true, but that's a word on the street. We'll let you know as the years go by.
Certainly one significant addition for you out of the portal, Sydney Dunning. And I know you were getting a little concerned about her workload and maybe if she was running out of gas a little bit. She has, in a conversation I've had with her, kind of poo-pooed that, but she seems to be holding up pretty well right now.
Well, every team she's ever been on, Mike, she's been an attempt leader, so that's no different. But now she's in a league with, you know, some people that are going to make it harder for her. So she's going to still have volume. But how is she going to handle, you know, the block getting blocked? And that's what, and we can't have her tipping and roll shotting. Her superpower is her power and her range, and we need her to be aggressive. We need her to be aggressive. But there are some teams that are just going to be able to deal with that. And so we have to be able to, you know, complement her with more scoring from more places. And you guys have heard me talk about that, you know, all year long. So, yeah, I mean, she didn't take 72 swings yesterday, but she certainly had her work cut out for her.
And you mentioned Mackenzie Jones a little earlier. She keeps getting a little more time, and we've talked all along about just what an exciting prospect she is, but she certainly hasn't fallen off any, and I'm sure more teams are becoming aware of her.
Yeah, I'd like to get her a little bit better in what we call the scramble situations, the out-of-system stuff, and that will come with time. That's always, you know, the tougher road to hoe for a, you know, a young outside hitter on the right side or on the left side. So none of that's, you know, unusual. But when you see where her errors come from, it's coming from the more difficult situations. So if we can get her more and more comfortable there, you know, maybe she can drop 2-3% in total error percentage, and maybe one of those two or three percent could add to the kill percentage side. So if she was right now, she's at 43% kills and 15% errors, and that puts her right in the equation in the, you know, the top third of the league as a right side player. Not the best, but she's in that upper tier. Well, if she was to go from 15 to 13 in error percentage and go from 43 to 44, Well, just like that, it looks very, very different relative to the, you know, the rank order of lefts in the league. So she's right there, and the place where those errors come from, we almost know it as it's happening. You can see the dig, you can see the set, and you can go, okay, this is going to be one that's going to get her. And, you know, and that's no surprise to a volleyball coach, but we're going to keep rehearsing those scenarios, and hopefully she'll find more and more comfort with that, and the numbers will go in the right direction.
Shockers with two important matches at home this week. We'll come back to close things out talking about that with Coach Lamb.
It's important to spend time with the people you love, and Clear Creek Golf Cart has the vehicle to take you there. Whether relaxing by the pool, hanging out at the lake, or cruising around the neighborhood, Clear Creek Golf Cart has the most inventory in the Midwest, along with service and parts to help you down the road. Visit any of our locations or our website to find the perfect vehicle for you and your family. The choice is clear, Clear Creek Golf Car.
At Coke, we're proud to call Wichita home and thrilled to support our hometown Shockers on and off the court. Think you have what it takes to join our winning team of more than 3,300 Wichita employees? Careers are currently available across the board to help you take your skills to new levels. Come see what the hype is all about for yourself. Visit CokeCareers.com to learn more. That's KOCHCareers.com.
And welcome once again to our Coach's Show podcast with Chris Lamb. As Shocker Volleyball gets home for two this weekend. They'll play Tulane on Friday, North Texas on Sunday, seeing both for the first time. Let's start with Tulane, a team that comes in 9-10 overall, but 1-7 in the conference, struggling a little bit since getting into conference play.
So I've watched Tulane a little bit on tape as they were playing our upcoming opponent, most recently Rice, and they are also searching for points in other places. Burks, for them, their number one outside hitter, is very, very busy. And last I checked, she was over 12 attempts per game. That's asking a lot of this young lady. But I've also seen some rangy plays defensively. I think their libero looks good. I think their setting looks good. And there's a middle that I've noticed that was pretty aggressive as a blocker and attacker. And like I said, I haven't seen anything from this weekend, but last weekend when they were playing Rice, they had a deuce game, I think, in the first, and I think they were close in the second or third also. Just haven't been able to put it together. But I do know they've got some pieces. And then North Texas, new coach, couple new faces there. I haven't seen them yet. That'll be tonight for me. But at 5-3, I guess I would have to say they might be a little bit ahead of where I thought they might be. So, we'll hit the video hard tonight and tomorrow. And tomorrow's practice will be about us fixing some things, and then Wednesday, Thursday will all be about our weekend opponents.
And North Texas has played most of its schedule so far against, I guess, what you'd call the other side of the league, the teams that you haven't seen much yet either. So does that make the preparation maybe a little more difficult?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's kind of nice to know what people have been doing. You know, when you play teams in league early, and you know, you go look at their non-conference, and sometimes you have no idea, you know, what that might be like. You're sort of just guessing. There's a little bit of that going on here. We haven't had the most common opponents yet, but you know, I got to see him play a few times against teams that we were playing, and it was, you know, there was some floor defense from North Texas, and there was an outside hitter from North Texas. It was a right side player from North Texas, and then right at the very end, I remember going, "Wait a minute." We saw some nice swings by one of their middles that I noticed late in my video breakdown. But again, I was watching the team on the other side of the net. But you know it when you see it. So, you know, to be winning in this league says a lot. For Temple to be the only loss that Rice has, and for it to be at home, and it's Temple's only win. I was talking to the Rice coach yesterday. You know, in the Missouri Valley, Wichita State, Northern Iowa, Creighton, you know, usually it was one or two or sometimes three of us that would just run away from the rest of the conference. So you could count on 13, 14, 15, 16, sometimes 17 and 18 wins, you know, for the first place team, maybe 16, 17 wins for, or 15, 16 wins for the second place team. In this league, you see more of the bottom beating the top than any league I've ever been a part of, or at least, you know, 9, 10, and 11 beating 2, 3, and 4, maybe not 1. So, you know, it's pretty dicey from that standpoint. Hope you can stay healthy. You know, I was happy to get honestly, I'm not bummed to be 1-1 from the weekend, because without Gabby, I mean, I thought we were giving up a little bit, but to know that we were that close to Rice without her, it just shows you what an injury here or injury there can mean in a conference like this. Anybody can beat you if you don't play your best volleyball.
And with two matches at home and you would think winnable, is this week especially important, maybe even more so for what you talked about, the emphasis on defense this week and really trying to improve some things there in terms of what that can mean going forward?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it is just – so let's just say I said earlier that, you know, a stat that I do called percentage digs, you know, 48% of the balls that came across the net to us from Rice that wasn't hit out of bounds, we dug. So we call that percentage digs. And Rice was also 48%. So that's a team that had us by, you know, a 9 or 10% gap going into the match. So very, very proud of that. But I'll just tell you, without having to go through the video, the quality of those digs for Rice was better than ours. So we might dig it, but do everything we can to scramble and go get it. They're digging in and turning it into swings at a higher rate. So digging is a stat about volume of digs or number of digs, but the quality of the dig would be an entirely different measure. So we're hoping that we can create better digs more often. And, of course, more digs, and that's just defensive effort. And I have to say that I think the Shockers can put more effort out there. When you turn your head and look and watch a ball land in, it's very different from hustling after it and then finding out you couldn't get to it. So we need more bodies on the floor, as we've been saying in volleyball since the sport was invented. And then hopefully, you know, controllable digs on balls that ought to be controlled. That will always, the quality of the dig matters. So, you know, you get better at it by putting more time into it. I think teams get better at the things they work on daily, and we're making that more of a routine in practice every day from here on out.
Again, the Shockers at home Friday night against Tulane and Sunday afternoon against North Texas. Thanks to listening to this week's Shocker Volleyball Podcast with Chris Lane.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.